It is an immense honor for me to greet you from America in South Africa as you are celebrating this milestone in our history. It was a privilege for me when Blessing Your Spirit was first released, but this new chapter is the first foreign edition that we have. There's other translations that are in progress. The Spanish version will probably go to press in the next month. The Norwegian version is translated, but it still needs a whole lot of proofing done on it. The German version is partially translated. Some has been translated into Hungarian. So we have a process that is underway in many countries, but I honor you for having actually produced closure, for having taken the translation all the way through that grinding detail work of the final proofing and the logistics of printing, and now on this night celebrating a finished product, finishing one season and beginning another. It is like the birth of a child. The birth is the end of a season, but really it's the beginning of a new season. And I wish to extend a very specific blessing to this book at this season, at this time. Let me roll the tape way back to the beginning of this whole story. There was a time when God gradually revealed to me that I had an anointing for ministering to babies in the womb. This was new theology for me, and over years I became somewhat accustomed to it and experienced the power of God flowing through me in these areas. There was floating in the back of my mind the idea of doing a series of recorded blessings. Now, you need to understand where the rub was for me. I was raised as a Protestant missionary kid in a Catholic country. And one of our great points of legitimacy, the great distinctives between us and the Catholics, was that we did not do vain repetitions. You know, we only prayed original prayers. We didn't pray prayers that somebody else has written. So it was a real adjustment for me, a real clash with my childhood legitimacy crutch to actually record a blessing that was going to be played for multiple times for multiple people. It actually took me about a year and a half to deal with that emotionally and reach the point where I was willing to do it. I prepped. We got a special size cassette tape because this was back in the dark ages when we were still doing things that way. I began to think about the project, but didn't have definition. And then God brought a situation in my life. One of the young moms that had been barren had come to me. We ministered to her and her husband. She conceived. I was the first to know after she told her husband. And God said, I want you to pray for this child through the pregnancy. So every week during the pregnancy at 6:45 on Tuesday morning, wherever I was in the world, I crunched the numbers to 6:45 their time. And I would call and I would say hi to the mother. She was still in bed at that point in time, not exactly an early bird. And she would take the second phone and put it on her tummy. And I would call the spirit of her child to attention and speak a blessing of joy. God said to focus on joy. I had no theology of joy, and no surprise, I didn't have a whole lot of joy either. And I was dumbfounded at how many verses there were on joy in Scripture. I would take a verse at a time, I printed them all out, and then each week I would take one of those verses and ponder it and turn it into the form of a prayer, and I would bless that child with a blessing for joy. It was an incredible growth experience for me. I had no idea how many different ways God designed us to experience joy, to savor joy, to how many different flavors there were of joy. That season passed, the baby was born. I set that aside as a favorite chapter of my memories and went on with life. Still planning to record someday, but someday never came around. I remember that it was a Wednesday. I don't know why that matters, but I remember I had scheduled the entire day for ministry to some individual. I can't remember who it was, but they canceled at the very last moment. And God nudged me and said, "Today's the day. I want you to record those baby blessings." I sat down for just 20 minutes and made a few rough notes about the joy blessings. Then I got out my Marantz tape recorder and my mic on a stand, very primitive, set up in our one room that was serving as a studio. And I recorded 16 blessings of joy. And when I got done, I knew I had touched a flavor of the heart of God that I had never experienced before, that I had no idea existed. It was years later before I found out what that was about. After I'd finished the Joy series, I felt prompted to do Peace the same day, which I did. It was good, but not quite in the same category. And some years later, with a group of adults, we did the blessings on the names of God. We recorded them, released them. They sold modestly. Eventually, we converted all of our cassettes into CDs, and we bundled a bunch together into Ministering to Babies in the Womb, an album that had a lot of teaching. We still sold the Baby Blessings, Joy, Peace, and Names of God separately. And over the years, Baby Blessings, Joy began to creep up the charts from being just a peripheral thing that a few people bought into usually our second or third bestseller over the course of a year. We found that a great number of adults purchased that set, and they would listen to one or two of the blessings over and over and over again, 50, 100, 500 times, because one blessing was like plasma to their spirit. It was just doing something profound. Eventually, Sylvia asked permission to transcribe and bundle them into a book, and she and her assistant Debbie wrote a few more of the blessings. They sent us the manuscript, and I was not overly excited about the project. It seemed like an okay thing to do, but it wasn't a gripping idea. It languished for a while. We had done two books by then, but still were a bit primitive in our methodology. But eventually, with a whole lot of fussing and fuming, it got out the door. We had it printed in China and had a great deal of difficulties with the whole process. Very, very messy, technical side to it. But the books arrived. They arrived, we announced them, they began to sell and sell and sell and sell. We went through the first batch of 5,000 very quickly. We found a Canadian printer for the second time around, and it was equally glitchy, and the books continued to sell and sell. We were totally blindsided by the appeal of the books and truly surprised by the reports that came from individuals as to how their life was transformed. For some, they were on the verge of suicide, and these blessings kept them alive. For others on the other extreme, a couple that had married in midlife and said, "We had an incredibly sweet marriage. Everything was good. There was nothing we could have improved upon in our marriage," but they started using the book and blessing each other each evening, and they said, "Our perfect marriage became extraordinary." So from the entire range of extreme brokenness to going from good to great, this book has touched a lot of lives. We are now in, I think, our eighth printing and our third printer. We're now printing here in California, and things are going much more smoothly. But it has proven to be an uncommon book, a book that has an uncommon anointing on it, a flavor of God that we did not anticipate. Now, many years after recording the Baby Blessings Joy, we discovered the larger picture of ministering to the human spirit. There was a friend of mine that was ministering to my spirit, going through the seven portions and trying to get in touch with a mercy portion of my spirit. There was no response. So, for whatever reason, on a whim, the individual wrote a simple email, and in the subject line it said, "To Mercy." And the email was very simple. "Dear Mercy, I know you're there. Can you tell me where we see you in daily life?" And before I had finished reading that sentence with my eyes and my soul, there came a very emphatic response from inside, as Mercy said, I recorded Baby Blessing's joy. And I thought, aha, that would explain why this one teaching has such an extraordinarily different flavor from anything else that I've ever done before or since. So that's a little bit of the history. Now we have the emerging of the Afrikaans version, the first of our official foreign versions. I find it very significant that God has repeatedly delayed the Spanish version that was started long before yours. I think it's appropriate for yours to be the first foreign version because you are a giver nation, and it is the giver nation that has the highest anointing for birthing. A giver nation has a responsibility, however, to the principle of stewardship, the principle of taking the resources that are given and giving them out beyond to others. So to put it very simply, I would like to change the tone of your celebration today. You have come together to celebrate receiving something that is important to you, celebrating the completion of a process, celebrating having a book in your own heart language that will help your spirit grow. And that's okay. I don't object to your celebrating the fact that you're receiving something. But if all you do is celebrate what you receive, you will plant the seed of corruption in the very birthing of this new project. Instead, I would like to challenge you to see this evening as an opportunity to give, to lift up this book as a first fruits of translations that will flow from around the world, translations that will have an unction on them, translations that will have an uncommon anointing where it is done with speed, with fluidity, with high accuracy, and with excellence. I would encourage you to claim the redemptive gift of your entire nation. As you are a nation that has become legendary in world history for the export of your diamonds, so stand on that as a mark in the natural of what you're really like in the spiritual, and decree that from this day forth, from your nation, your giver nation of South Africa, there will go forth to the world a birthing anointing for nation after nation to assemble a translation team and to have the translation go with supernatural fluidity, have all of the details come together, the graphics and the printing, the logistics for marketing in a supernatural way. So, as the one who began the process, I bless you with taking the process to a new level. I bless you with taking a birthing anointing and releasing it globally in the spiritual realm to the same degree that you have touched the world in the natural. So I bless you, South Africans, with the blessing that God gave Abraham. I believe it is mistranslated in our English Bibles where it says that Abraham will be blessed. I believe the Hebrew is more of an imperative where God commands Abraham to be a blessing around the world. So I bless you today with being a blessing. I bless you with stepping into the fullness of your birthright and releasing a blessing on this truth so that it will go throughout the world and not just bless South Africa. May this be a day of your stepping into stewardship and a day primarily of giving, not a day of receiving. I bless you with redeeming some of the malfeasance of your giver nation by this act of looking globally rather than looking personally. I bless you, South Africa, with being a blessing to the entire world through this book.